90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. Well, let's see. I remember how to do this. Good morning to you. Simple enough. That's a good start. It's 10 o'clock. And welcome. The next couple of hours, I'll be entertaining you. I'm the Old Professor, and this is Old School Vinyl with the Old Professor. Professor Mark Simonson is my name. Thank you for joining me. We'll get underway this hour with a variety of music. It's college radio, as J-Lo said just a few minutes ago. Yeah. We're going to play some album cuts. We're going to play some hits. And our overall theme for today will be the class of 1975. In just a second. Taking a look at our weather, I couldn't have this any easier, really. Jeez. From now until Sunday, sunshine. Highs in the low to mid 70s. Nighttime, maybe some fog. Lows in the upper 40s, low 50s. That's a beauty, eh? Love it. First sign of rain may be Monday, but who cares? That's Monday. Well, like I say, variety of music. Class of 75. Got a lot of things going on in Oneonta this weekend. Oneonta High School will have its alumni reunion for 75 and the all-class reunion. We call it Alumni Weekend. A lot of people coming in from 75. 50 years ago, got some stories to tell you a little bit later on in the hour. Yeah. What was going on here at Oneonta 1975, 2000? I'll tell you. Yeah. Let's keep it here. We'll do a little bit more introduction in just a few minutes, but let's get underway. Old School Vinyl. Old Professor on 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. Silent, silent.
say when I kiss you.
ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
90.9 WONY. Old school vinyl for the old professor. Good morning to you. 20 past 10 now. I am the professor. Doing professorial things here. Glad to have you along. In this past set, heard some good stuff. It's good to be home again. It really is. Syracuse area band, Todd Hoban Band. Very popular back in the late 70s, early 80s. Before that, we heard John Sebastian. Welcome back! And I mean it. To you. There was a class of 75. Yeah. That's our theme for the day. Welcome back, Cotter. Great sitcom. Good to be back in the saddle. Heard Aerosmith, and just a fine beginning of beginnings in Chicago from the old Transit Authority album. Wow, that's variety, that's old school vinyl. And I welcome you with you till noon. You know, as environmental and economic forces show us the benefits of reducing waste, the Edseo Reuse Center focuses on the reuse of building materials. You know, things like furniture, housewares, decor, kitchen appliances, and even vinyl records, yeah. That's the Reuse Center. It's a project of Arcotsego, and it provides affordable, gently used materials to you while keeping materials out of the landfills, the waste stream. You can donate items for reuse. It benefits Arcotsego. They offer an enjoyable shopping experience. A little off-campus. Reuse Center is down on 23 Duane Street in Oneonta's 6th Ward. And be thinking about this. At the end of the semester, end of the year, when you prepare to leave, send your stuff to the Reuse Center. Find out more. Visit Arcotsego.org. That's ArcotsEGO.org. That is a public service message to you from 90.9 WONY. Well, again, welcome. If you've never listened to this show before, we mix up a variety of things. It's all vinyl. All the time, 60s, 70s, 80s. Have little features here and there. I dip into my older brother's record collection occasionally, even my dad's record collection. I acquired a pretty good one when I was in college and beyond. Sitting on the shelf. And now I can play them again. Share it with you. I teach here. This is my 10th year at SUNY Oneonta. Teaching in the communications and media department. Teaching some journalism this semester. A couple classes of media writing. Hopefully a couple of those are listening this morning. Conversational. Yeah, they know what I'm talking about. And it's the class of 75. That's the theme for this week. Welcoming Oneonta High School back. SUNY Oneonta had a good class of 75. Did you know Bill Pullman, the fine actor, was a 1975 SUNY Oneonta grad? Yeah. Theater department. We're proud of that, for sure. So we'll move on here. You know I'm going to play album cuts during the time period, but I'd like to branch out a little bit, play some hits. Class of 75. You may or may not have been around, but if you were around, what were you listening to? Well, let's find out. Summer of 75. Old school vinyl on 90.9. WONY. Keep it locked.
it just a silly phase I'm going through? And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. But then again, that doesn't mean you mean that much to me. So if I call you, don't make a fuss. Don't tell your friends about the two of us. I'm not in love, no.
Yes, indeed, we know that people will find a way to go no matter what the man says. Love is blind for all we know. For all we know, our love will grow. That's what the man says. Don't you listen to what the man says. He said.
W-O-N-Y. It's old school vinyl with the old professor. Good morning to you. 10:42, 18 before, the top of the hour. Oh, that was definitely summer of 75. If you were around back then. What we listened to. We listened to what the man said. Paul McCartney. 10cc. I'm not in love. We heard America. And Daisy Jane. We also heard Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds. Baby, Baby, Falling in Love. Redone many times in the modern era. Starting us out, the dance craze of the 70s, especially 75. Van McCoy. Doing the hustle down in the discos. Yeah. Right. That's what we're listening to. And this edition of the old school vinyl is the class of 75. Yeah. Only on a high. Big alumni weekend coming up. SUNY Oneonta had a good class of 75. Had your own class of 75. We're playing the class of 75 here, this music. Yeah. And we like to go back in time, too. Always do this last year during the show. We'll go back and take a look at what was going on here at SUNY Oneonta. Downtown Oneonta. Just things going on. For one thing, this week in 1975, the Market Street parking ramp opened. You know, the one that was just torn down last year? Yeah, that one. The transit hub's in there today? Right. Mm-hmm. It was announced this week that the Clinton Plaza would open on Monday, October 16th. Main anchor store was a CVS store where a dental practice is today. Lots of other stores. A pizzeria. A longtime favorite of mine, no more, unfortunately, Ruffino's. Ah, good stuff. The original campus at SUNY Oneonta building was for sale. Old Main. State couldn't afford it anymore. Put it on the market. It's going to go to auction. Won't he return for the first full academic year on 90.9 FM? Anybody can be a DJ on this station now. Geez, you let me on. But back then, in 1975, you had to obtain a third-class FCC license. That's right. There was a study group here for an exam that you had to take. And at one point, a van here on campus took the prospective DJs to New York City to take the federal exam, the FCC exam. I took one, too. I was in Syracuse. Passed. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. I guess I could, but anyway. Well, the Wooden Indian Coffee House was looking for volunteers to run the place. Small court concerts were there, probably coffee. Didn't say where it was. Probably Hunt Union. Name wouldn't go over well these days, I don't think. No. Wooden Indian Coffee House? No. And we had a good opening week for music here in the SUNY Oneonta campus. Get this. Harry Chapin and his brother Tom performed on campus. Wow. Harry Chapin. Fairly well received. A few reviews were a little too slow. Kind of quiet. Going to get up and dance and jump around. It's all right, though. That was famous. He did a good job. Harry Chapin. Hey, that's what some of the things going on around Oneonta and the campus in 1975. Let's get back to some of that music. Old school vinyl. Old professor here. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked. Here's Harry Chapin.
She met me at the door, and we sat on the couch and we sang and talked till I could not sing no more. The silence kept on building, her eyes grew much too wide, and I could hear both of our heartbeats, but there was no place to hide. I guess you know what's there.